here in person or whether you're joining us online, we're glad you're here with us. Before I go on, I want to draw your attention to the staging and the decoration. In case you're not aware, this is all set up because of our community theater group, Fractured Actors, is on the final weekend of their most recent performance. So probably won't look like this on Easter Sunday. Our tradition here at Liminal is to dedicate the last service, the last Sunday of each month, as a contemplative experience. Although next Sunday is technically the last Sunday, it's also Easter Sunday, and so we're having our contemplative service today. During the last couple of months, we've been making our way through a teaching series on shalom, which we are defining as an abundant and flourishing relationship, lacking nothing, with God, with nature, with each other, and with ourselves. During the month of February, we looked at shalom and how it impacts our relationship with nature. This month, we have been looking at shalom with God. How can our relationship with God be abundant and flourishing? To begin this morning's time of contemplation, I'd like to take a few moments to reflect on a quote and a passage of scripture that speaks to that relationship. If you've been around Liminal for any length of time, you've probably heard the scripture passage, and it will be familiar to you. It's found in Deuteronomy and Leviticus and in Matthew. The quote is from Brother Lawrence, and it's taken from his book, Practicing the Presence of God. Let's start by getting comfortable, feet on the floor, grounded. Take a few deep breaths in and out. Be present here and now. And then quietly reflect on the following. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. And as for you, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And from Brother Lawrence, we must know before we can love. In order to know God, we must often think of God. And when we come to love God, we shall then also think of God often. For our heart will be with our treasure. Today we're going to talk about an experience, a spiritual practice called the examine. Now that's spelled E-X-A-M-E-N, so it's different from the normal spelling of the word. If you're anything like me, it's easy to go through a day without even thinking about God. The examine is a way of reviewing your day in the presence of God, seeking to see your daily life as God sees it. However, the word examine may conjure up negative images of school examinations or an interrogation of some sort, or maybe even something like this. It is much more, however, like a young child having a talk with his loving grandfather. How was your day? Tell me all about it. Did anything important happen today? This morning, let's imagine ourselves sitting on this bench, spending some time just chatting with God about our day. The practice of examine was developed by Ignatius of Loyola over 400 years ago, and it's a great way to look for the presence of God in our daily life through prayer-filled mindfulness. The examine is a method of reflection on the events of the day, seeking to detect God's presence and to discern God's direction for us. There are basically five steps in the examine. Pray for clarity and understanding. Review the day with gratitude. Pay attention to your emotions. Choose one part of the day and reflect on it. And then look forward to the next day. Before we go on, I need to make a disclaimer. I'm not the only one of our teaching staff that does that sometimes, but although I really like the idea of the examine, I don't do it very often myself, yet, hopefully. Therefore, this morning, I will be encouraging myself as much as I may be trying to encourage you to consider making this a part of your regular spiritual practice. I'd like to walk you through an examine of your day yesterday. You might want to have something to write on just in case there are something significant comes up to you and that you may want to remember. If you don't have pen and paper and you'd like it, just raise your hand and the ushers will come around and give something to you. In a moment, I will begin going through our examine of yesterday. We will pause for a few minutes at each step and allow time for you to engage in the process. Become aware of God's presence within you and all around you. Look back on the events of yesterday. It may seem confusing, a blur, a jumble, muddled. Ask God to bring clarity and understanding. Gratitude, which is the foundation of our relationship with God. Walk through your day in the presence of God, noting its joys and treasures. Focus on the day's gifts. Look at the work you did, the people you interacted with. What did you receive from them? What did you give to them? Pay attention to the small things, the food you ate, the things you saw, the other seemingly small pleasures. God is in the details. About your day yesterday, pay attention to your emotions. We can detect the presence of the Spirit of God in the movements of our emotions. Attend to the feelings you experienced during the day. Boredom, excitement, resentment, compassion, anger, confidence. What is God inviting you to consider through the emotions that you experienced yesterday? Thank you. expectations. Does a feeling of frustration mean that God wants you to consider a new direction in your life? Are you concerned about a friend? Perhaps you should reach out to them. What else comes up as you think about your day yesterday? Choose one feature of the day yesterday and reflect on it. Ask the Holy Spirit to direct you to something during the day that God thinks is particularly important. It may involve a feeling, positive or negative. It may be a significant encounter with another person, or a vivid moment of pleasure or peace. Or it may be something that seems rather insignificant. Look at it. Pray about it. Allow the prayer to arise spontaneously from your heart, whether it be a prayer of intercession or praise or repentance or gratitude or whatever you're feeling. Now let's look forward to tomorrow. ask God to give you light for tomorrow's challenges. Pay attention to the feelings that surface as you survey what's coming up. Are you doubtful? Cheerful? Apprehensive? Full of hopeful anticipation? Allow those feelings to turn into prayer. Seek God's guidance. Ask God for help and understanding. Pray for trust. Ignatius encouraged people to talk to Jesus like a friend. Let's end this examine with a conversation with Jesus. Continue sharing about your day yesterday. Ask for wisdom regarding questions you have and problems you face. Express your fears and concerns. Ask for protection and help. Do all this in the spirit of gratitude that we started with. Your life is a gift, and it is filled with gifts from God. Thank you. Although the exam is well suited to be done daily, it is nonetheless beneficial. Done less often, less often. Every few days, weekly, or whenever life circumstances call for clarity and understanding. Doesn't have to take a long time. I kind of stretched it out this morning. Maybe just a few minutes, or up to 15 or 20 minutes, unless something really important comes up and you decide to sit with it for a longer time. We're approaching the end of the season of Lent, which is the 40 days before Easter. And as we have done each Sunday before Lent, each Sunday of Lent, rather, we will now hear a Lenten reading presented by Martha Bangs. After this, we will be sharing communion together.
Today is the last Sunday in this Lenten season. Together we have been walking with Jesus to Jerusalem. On this day, known as Palm Sunday, he entered Jerusalem riding a donkey. The Lenten meditations have been adapted from the book A Way Other Than Our Own by Walter Brueggemann. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Philippians 2, 4 through 8. Jesus made himself vulnerable in human form. Because of his passion for God's will, he collided with the will and purpose of the Roman Empire. He was crucified because empire cannot tolerate such a transformative, subversive force set loose in the world. God summons us to exhibit in our lives the self-emptying that is congruent with the life of Jesus. To let go of self-interest, pet ideas, and our own vested interests. To let go of our need to control and our anxious passion for security. So here is my request. As we walk from Palm Sunday through the Thursday arrest and the Friday execution and the long wait of Saturday, imagine all of us changing our minds, renewing our minds, altering our opinions concerning self and neighbor and world. And as our minds change, we come to a new freedom, an Easter freedom, unburdened and fearless, freed for the interest of the neighbor. So we worship this Jesus who was humbled and exalted, and we replicate this in our own lives in self-emptying obedience. Let us pray. We are eager for Easter joy and new life, and yet we are haunted by the space between where we are and where you are. Grant us a new mind, a new readiness, a new heart, that we might stand with you in self-emptying obedience. Amen.
Thank you, Martha. Through the incarnation of Jesus, God began the process of redeeming all of creation. The crucifixion and resurrection were then the culmination of that process. When taking the elements of communion, we are called to remember the sacrifices of body and blood made by Jesus on our behalf. At Liminal Church, all are welcome to participate in this remembrance. When you are ready, come forward down the center aisles. Take one of the gluten-free crackers and pick up a glass. The ushers will then fill the glass with juice, and you can take these back elements back to your seat down the outside aisles. As you eat and drink, remember the sacrifices made by God in both the incarnation and the crucifixion. Feel free to stay in this room if you'd like to spend some more time in silence. When you are ready to leave, please do so quietly and save your conversations for the coffee bar or the entry area. Thank you for being here with us this morning. Go in peace and in the presence of God within and all.